AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. forces are blockading Iranian ports and Tehran's threatened retaliation. But Sagar Mughani reports diplomats are trying to arrange more talks between the U.S. and Iran.
President Trump tells the New York Post a second round could happen over the next 2 days. One foreign diplomat says both sides have agreed, while two U.S. officials say talks about the talks are still happening. UN Chief Antonio Guterres says another meeting is vital.
Peace agreements require persistent engagement and political will.
Meantime, Central Command says no vessels have made it through a U.S. blockade of Iran's ports in the first full day. A spokesman says 399 U.S. troops have been wounded in the war overall, three seriously. 13 have been killed. Sagar Mughani, Washington.
Oil prices eased and stocks rallied on the possibility of more talks, but the IMF says the Iran war has stalled the world's economic momentum and it's lowered its forecast for global growth this year. And the Labor Department reports producer prices surged last month, up 4% from a year ago. Tomorrow's the deadline for filing taxes, and Lisa Dwyer reports.
Tax refunds are up this season, but according to a Fox News poll, about 7 in 10 registered voters still say their taxes are too high. That's up from about 6 in 10 last year. Even with the expectation that many households will see more income from the Republicans' tax legislation, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that that legislation will ultimately largely benefit the richest Americans. Polling shows that many Americans may not be feeling those benefits, with their tax refunds being eaten up by higher prices as the U.S. experiences a spike in inflation and sluggish economic growth. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A Parisian man has won a Picasso with a ticket that cost him just $117.
Head of a Woman was painted by Picasso in 1941. It's worth $1 million.
The winner is Ali Odara.
Odara describes himself as an art amateur, fond of Picasso. He heard about the auction by chance.
When you bet on this, you don't expect to win. It's just the hazard.
This is the third One Picasso for 100 euros auction. Proceeds benefit Alzheimer's research. Founder Perry Cochon says 120,000 tickets were sold worldwide.
The first winner was in the United States. The second one was in Italy. So now we're happy. It's close to home.
The raffle brought in about $14 million. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.